It's the bye weekend for the Eagles on the field, but we're going to keep the fun going here on Inside the Eagles tonight. We've got a great show for you. Hello, everyone, and welcome. We've got John DeFilippo, Eagles quarterback's coach. He's done some great things with quarterback Carson Wentz, and we're going to find out what a day in the life of John is like. It's a fascinating study. We're going to go off the field with defensive end Brandon Graham and the love of his life at the Hands-On Museum in Ann Arbor, Michigan. But first, let's take a look back at last Sunday's blowout victory over the Denver Broncos. It's our Sounds of the Week, presented by Bose. Nothing comes between you and your music.
Week 9 featured a salute to service honoring the military. It also matched the Philadelphia Eagles against the second-best rushing defense in the NFL, the Denver Broncos. The top rushing defense, the Eagles. And they were not about to give up their rank.
Hey, let's keep them under 25 yards rushing for the half. 50 for the day. We got to make a statement, man. We got to make a statement.
And that statement was the run was not going to work today.
Under center is Osweiler this time. Osweiler gives it off and losing yardage is C.J. Anderson. Splat, Vinnie Curry. The give again goes to Anderson, and this time he has pushed back after a gain of two. Eagles certainly haven't come out flat.
The offense looked to build on the momentum of the defense, but instead of a ground attack, they took to the air.
One first down, Ajayi gets, no, that's a fake, pass to Jeffrey, in for the touchdown.
What a beautiful play.
Set it up with a fake into the belly of Ajayi, took it back, and went to Jeffrey, 32 yards. Touchdown!
Bang, 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 bang! Bang, bang!
The defense took away the run from the Broncos. Next, they would need to stop the pass.
Play action. Osweiler over the middle. It's intercepted! Robinson! Robinson at the 30, at the 20, at the 15, and out of bounds!
With Zach Ertz on the sidelines nursing an ailing hamstring, the next man up, Brent Celek, made his presence known.
Wentz calls for the football. This time he fakes and fires and completes it again.
Oh, yes, Selleck! Yes, Selleck!
And thrusting forward and picking up the first down is Selleck.
Old guys eat for free today. Hey, it's a senior day.
Under center is Wentz. Wentz fakes. He rolls. He swings it out to Clement. Clement is at the five. He's in for the touchdown.
Yeah!
Now it was time for Trey Burton to step in for Zach Ertz.
Wentz is back. Wentz fakes. He looks. He is firing it, and it is caught. Touchdown. It was thrown to Trey Burton.
It's Trey Burton, and it's a touchdown.
It is a touchdown. Now the Eagles have them right where they want them.
With the Eagles up 24-6, it was time for them to introduce their latest acquisition, Jay Ajayi, to the home crowd.
Yo, this place is going to go crazy when Ajayi gets a carry.
Can they run against this team?
Big question.
Wentz comes back to Ajayi again. He's at the 40. He's at the 30. At the 20. At the 15. 10, 5. He dives. And he is in for the touchdown. His first touchdown as an Eagle. A 46-yard explosion by Jay Ajayi.
And the momentum didn't stop after the half.
First and goal from the two. Wentz rolls. Pitches to Clement, and Clement walks in. That easy. Osweiler takes his drop. He throws off his back foot down the far side, and it's intercepted. It is Rodney McLeod at the 40, at the 30. Cuts back at the 25, at the 20, to the far side, and finally tackled at the 11-yard line. Another pick. Wentz takes, rolls, looks, fires, touchdown! Alshon Jeffrey! The fourth touchdown pass by Carson Wentz today.
If it gets a 40-point game, I'll dance a little bit. I'm getting a sack. You better. I'll dance. What do you want to do?
Thank you. Foles under center. Motion to the near side. It goes to Clement. Up the middle he goes. And he's in for the touchdown.
The rookie has his third touchdown of the afternoon, Corey Clement.
Hey, I can only imagine what you're going to be like now.
What?
I mean,
I
thought you changed.
I hate you.
Ever since you caught that touchdown on Monday night. Was it a hat trick today?
Yeah.
Congrats. Let's go. Look at 35 for them, 200 for us. Mission accomplished.
That will finally do it. This is as one-sided a game as I can remember in ages. I'm going to tell you, the score is 51-23, and it wasn't that close.
That is a kick-ass performance like I've ever seen, right? We said we'd be what?
8-1.
You're 8-1, man. 8-1.
Hey, we'll see you guys in a week.
So what's it like to be the quarterback's coach of the Philadelphia Eagles when Carson Wentz is off to such a rip-roaring start? Well, it's very satisfying, but it's also a lot of work. We go behind the scenes with quarterback's coach John DeFilippo, a day in the life of one of the most successful coaches in the NFL.
As a football coach, you kind of force yourself to be a morning person. So, you know, during the season, we're usually out of here by, you know, 4:35, 4:40 in the morning, and then take the 5:15 a.m. Orange Theory class. So that's where we're headed right now. I like getting my blood going early, and it just kind of helps me get through the day with a lot of energy.
I enjoy working out. My body's healthy, my mind's healthy. You know, when I was in Cleveland as a coordinator, I really did a poor job of that. And, you know, put on some weight and wasn't thinking straight at the end of the year in terms of, you know, my physical health. I said, you know what, from here on out, I'm going to force myself to try to get at least a half an hour a day. You know, found Orange Theory, and it's been a lot of fun. My wife and I enjoy doing it together.
Went awesome. As you can tell, I'm a sweater, but that's a great workout. Well, I can give some juice for the rest of the day, there's no doubt.
All right, Red. Here we go, Red. Here we go, Red. Hey, let's get these guys going today, right? Let's get these guys going today. Fast feet all day long. That's it. Good. Heavy eyes, right? Heavy eyes. Locate that safety coming right out of that break.
Here we go, 11. Fast feet all day, baby. Let's go.
Good shot, Carson. Good. Ball's coming off your hand. Ball's coming off your hand, 1-1. Hey, Carson. Good rack, man. That's good rack.
Once you get to know Carson, obviously his character is through the roof. He's just a good person. I mean, he cares about other people. He cares about this city. He cares about our fans. He cares about this team. He is the same guy every day. You very rarely ever see him down. He has great short-term memory for a young quarterback in terms of when he has a bad play, moving on. And that's a talent that you need to have to last in this league.
Good offset, good offset.
He and I are very similar in terms of habits, in terms of wanting to get in the office and get better. I don't want to speak for the three guys, but I think they would say I'm very, very detailed. I think they would say I'm the same guy every day. They show up and have a lot of energy, a lot of passion. And I think the third thing they would say is I love my job.
You guys know it's wet with no cleats out here, right? I don't want to fall on my butt. Okay? Good. Yeah, right? I know as much as you guys would love to see me slip, okay? It's not going to happen. Too good of an athlete for that. Good. One more time around. Here we go. Alshon, how many pairs of Jordans do you have? How many pairs of Jordans do you have? What's your favorite ones?
I'm a huge, huge sneakerhead. Love Jordans. Love LeBrons, Kobe's. You know, all those really new shoes that come out, I just can't help myself when they get released. I really can't. You know, I just got these in today. These are my new Jordan 11 Lows. Just absolutely love this style of shoe. I think it looks really sharp with the low tops. And again, another thing I love are my hats. I probably have about 27 of the 30 Major League Baseball team hats in various, you know, NBA teams. Love the NBA, as you can tell by my sneaker collection. But my favorite hat, without a doubt, my favorite hat is this one. This hat means a ton to me because when I was in high school, this was the Eagles logo, and this is the logo I grew up with. So I was really happy the day this one came in. Whatever I've done since I've been a little kid, I've always given 100% of my time, my dedication, and passion to. When I get to watch Carson Wentz on tape, take something from the meeting room to the field that we had talked about, that gives you, as a teacher, that's what we are as coaches, we're teachers, that gives you a lot of sense of pride in terms of what you're doing, in terms of that they respect you enough and listening to you and wanting to get better themselves. So that's what really is really neat in terms of being able to get up every day and come to work and grind.
Have you ever gone in front of your computer to Google and just typed in a question? Well, that's what we're going to do right now. It's players only here on Inside the Eagles with Chris Long and Bo Allen inside the locker room at the NovaCare Complex.
All right, I got my good friend, friend of the program, Chris Long here. You know, humanitarian, defensive end, all-around great guy. And what we're going to be doing is playing a game where we try to guess what the top 100 searches are in Google. So we're going to work our way up from 100 all the way to the top and try and guess what the Google searches, the most popular searches. Are you ready, Chris?
Yeah.
You're going to be keeping score.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, so make sure you get ready to put a lot of calories in my category.
Okay, cool.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
The question is, how many calories in a, and that's blank, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to say a cookie.
Glass of water. Keep in mind, people that Google stuff like this are stupid. Banana.
Oh, okay. So that's none of us. And the next is, what is the meaning? I'm gonna say of life. You know, if
of
Google
life.
Can't
can
tell
I guess
you that.
The same thing. Of life.
Yes. Of life.
Of life.
Great job.
Just got one.
How tall is the Empire State Building?
Shaquille O'Neal. Good dude.
Kevin Hart.
The opposite.
Yeah. Yeah. What is the meaning of life? I'm going to go back to that.
What is the date and time?
Time.
Do I get that right?
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, you're damn right I did.
How to write a
speech? A resume.
Check.
Is it that hard to write a check?
I don't know. Is it? I mean, you've been writing a lot of checks this season, Chris.
Dynamite, dude. Pledge 10. Yeah, check it out 10. Online. Yeah.
What a guy. What time is the... It's got to be solar eclipse, bro. It's got to be.
I don't have time to... Yeah, okay. Solar... whatever. No, you got
we're
it.
Big time solar eclipse guys.
You got
are
it.
You putting solar
no, I'm not
eclipse?
Putting anything.
Super Bowl.
Hmm.
How many tablespoons in a...
Don't have a guess.
It's a cup.
Yes. Nice. Tied it up.
Whew. How to get rid of...
Acne.
People you don't really like. I'm going to say bed bugs.
Are you
go, dude.
Let's are you
go.
Serious?
Let's go, dude. Where? All right, you want to go first?
Yeah. Where is my cell phone?
I'm going to say router. Phone. Nice.
Did I get that?
How to make a baby.
How to make...
Do you know how to do that?
Yeah, I made a kid.
Is this usable?
Okay. You want to know?
What's the score?
7-5.
Is that actually the score?
Yeah, it's the score, dude. I'm sorry, dude. Sucks. Oh, yeah, here's the score. If you'll notice, I have 7 tacks. Next to my name, whereas Bo has 5, which means he's a moron.
How to get...
I'm going to say a new job. Or a job.
I'm going to say rich.
Okay.
Pregnant.
Sex. You should use that.
All right, this is the number one searched question on the internet. It's, what is my blank? I think I know what it is, though, and I don't want to spoil it for you.
For Bo, it's probably what is my favorite type of cookie. People
be,
are into that stuff.
What, it's got to be what is my IP address. Boom.
Oh, cool, man. You lost by one.
Boom. Chris, always a pleasure, man. We got a
sucks
lot
to
got a lot
invite
of
somebody
times.
Onto your little show and get just run out of the building, as Bo just did.
There is nothing Brandon Graham enjoys more than spending time with his family. So we decided to go off the field with our defensive end, the Hands-On Museum in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Hey, this is Brandon Graham. And this is my wife, Carlene Graham. And this is my baby girl, Emerson Graham. Today we're in Ann Arbor, and we want to check out something cool. So we're here at the Hands-On Museum. Hope you guys like it.
Ready?
Yay!
All right. Mama, yes. You better wash some dishes.
Is it too big?
There you go. There you go. There you go. That walk is getting stronger.
Hardest part of parenting is sleep. No, I would say trying to find a happy medium between having your marriage, just making sure it's a happy medium between everything. I think that's the hardest because, I mean, she's a kid, so she needs, you know, that attention, but at the same time, he needs the attention as well. So I think that's probably the hardest.
And a lot of people here that have no idea what it is. And you wouldn't guess it'd be a screech owl because you're listening for a screech sound, right?
I think the biggest difference is just the schedule, you know, now. And it's just a lot different than just being by yourself. Gotta get those teeth. Get that plaque off of them.
She's like, I'm over it.
It's not about me, you know. It's just every day. It's just about, you know, making sure that Emerson's happy. Making sure she got what she's need, what she needs, and making sure Carla has what she needs at the end of the day.
She dances. Like, she dances to any music. She'll drop what she's doing, and then she has, like, this funny, weird, like, dance that she does. Harry the bunny, he likes to be funny and play in the morning when everything's sunny. Yay! Kisses! Mwah! I think timing is a real big thing now because we just can't pick up and go. We have to plan around her and her nap time and bedtime and all of those different things that we've introduced and, you know, we've been introducing to her over the past year. Whoa, where are we going next? No sleeping in no more.
Yeah, it ain't no sleeping in, you know, and you got to go to work. So it's just an adjustment. But once you adjust, you know, it feels good coming home and, you know, seeing her light up when either one of us walk through the door. You know, it makes it worthwhile because it's like, okay, yeah, I might be tired, but this is a priceless moment we're having right now. So just try to cherish it as much as you can.
Even though the Eagles are off this weekend, all eyes are on the Dallas Cowboys. So let's get into the rivalry just a little bit. The game was 2001. The Eagles beating up on the Dallas Cowboys and quarterback Ryan Leaf. And when we returned inside the Eagles, we'll go back to the old school All 22. A look at the Eagles over the Cowboys in a big, big way.
Hi, everyone. I'm Merrill Reese, along with Mike Wick, and welcome to Old School All 22. This is a bye week. And the Eagles, as I know, have never lost in a bye week. However, there are a lot of memories that occurred over the years, and one was an interception in Dallas and a beating that the Eagles really gave the Cowboys.
We talk about lots of interceptions, Merrill, but this is one that it's almost unforgettable for me because it's Jeremiah Trotter. And you see a big 260-pound linebacker intercepting the ball and just lugging down the sideline. I think it's a thing of beauty. Check this out. With just 13 seconds left in the first half, the Eagles defense lined up on 2nd and 10, looking to protect a 13-0 lead. Expecting some type of Hail Mary to attack the end zone, the Eagles were in a prevent defense before the snap. But quarterback Ryan Leaf had other ideas. The former number 2 pick wanted to hit slot receiver Randy Shivarini on an out route to put Dallas closer to field goal range. But Jeremiah Trotter was prepared for just that. The Axeman knew, based on film study, that Leaf liked pass plays like this, and he reads the pass perfectly, jumping the throw from underneath zone coverage and taking it back to the house. The Eagles took a 20-0 lead at halftime, finishing with a 36-3 victory on the road and their fourth straight win over the Cowboys.
Inside the Eagles is brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. And by AAA, the right call for every drive. Visit AAA.com today. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. No Eagles game, but we look ahead to Dallas next Sunday night, a primetime game. In the meantime, have yourselves a great Eagles night, and thanks so much for joining us.